Greetings. This is Pastor David Bass at New Geneva Orthodox Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth, where we challenge you to think through an important issue of life and faith. Today, when we speak of the evil cabal that is trying to overthrow the American Republic, who are they, quote unquote? Who are the mysterious, amorphous they? Identifying precisely who it is behind a conspiracy has always been the Achilles heel of those proposing a theory of conspiracy. Now, I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I consider myself a conspiracy therapist. So let me apply some therapy to this here situation. Who are they? Well, a conspiracy by definition is secret. The Oxford English Dictionary defines conspiracy as a secret plan to commit a crime or do harm. So, any attempt to uncover a conspiracy must of necessity identify those who labor in secret to perpetrate said crime or crimes. This is often difficult or impossible to confirm, casting a shadow of uncertainty as to the theorists or the therapists, in my case, the therapists' claims. Secondly, we also then use the indefinite pronoun they to attribute to the conspirators. Owing to a dearth of specific references to particular conspirators, the indefinite pronoun they is supplied as to who it is perpetrating the conspiracy. And those who attempt to defend the establishment consequently mock or criticize anyone who employs the ambiguous they. They would say something like, "Who are they? These people doing what you say they're doing are just a figment of your imagination. You can't name them because they don't exist," right? Something along those lines. And consequently, exposing a conspiracy often comes to a standstill for a lack of putting a face to the shadowy personages carrying out the plan. For example, it was long suspected that Lee Harvey Oswald, that he could not have carried out the assassination of JFK alone. For example, the two bullets that struck JFK could not have been fired in the rapid succession that they were by one shooter, and also the second shot was obviously fired from in front of the president, as the Zapruder film clearly shows. But no conclusive evidence was immediately forthcoming, and those who persistently probed and asked questions were given a new label, newly minted by the CIA, as conspiracy theorists. Now, it's a label that was meant to trivialize those proposing or exposing the conspiracy and to divert attention from any further exposure. It was not until decades later that the they behind the plot came into focus in the names of then Vice President Lyndon Johnson, Sam Giancana of the Chicago Mafia, and Alan Dulles of the CIA. The amorphous they now have faces and names. The early conspiracy investigators have been vindicated. Well, there are other examples that we could give. 9/11 and the continuing questions surrounding that fateful day for tyranny, or the establishment of the Federal Reserve, even, back in 1913, along with the amendment to allow the taxing of Americans' personal income. We know more concerning this latter conspiracy, since it was more or less an open conspiracy, but I urge you to read, then, The Creature from Jekyll Island to find this coup, this conspiracy, skillfully documented. Well, in our own day, it is obvious to everyone with common sense that an unknown, unseen hand is guiding and steering our politics, both national and international. And the evidence is all around us. For example, peaceful demonstrators at the Capitol on January 6th of 2021 are thrown in prison with tyrannical sentences, while real rioters destroyed property and killed and injured fellow citizens in the mostly peaceful riots following George Floyd's death. And these people were let off and even bailed out by progressives like Kamala Harris. And yet no accounting for this injustice has been made. They, quote unquote, facilitated the unjust actions while thwarting bringing the perpetrators to justice. There was also an unprecedented effort to criminalize the state's political opponents, something unknown in American politics up to now. This is most egregiously exemplified in the persecution and prosecution of President Trump. He is currently on trial in four different court venues with bogus charges being tried in kangaroo courts. And experts all agree that if it had not been the former president, well, none of these ridiculous cases would ever have come to trial. And yet, no accounting for this injustice has been made. They facilitated the unjust actions while thwarting bringing the perpetrators to justice. And additionally, we can now see in hindsight that the so-called COVID pandemic was really nothing more than a contrived fear campaign to frighten the American public with a man-made virus released to drive us into the arms of the state for solutions. Do you remember masks really work, or social distancing, or lockdowns in your homes and visiting grandma in the nursing home through plexiglass? And to cap it all off, we were introduced to the magic panacea of the state, that is the COVID vaccine. And it has proved in and of itself to be a killer, causing more harm than good. And we now have clear culprits identified in this global crime. For starters, men like Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci or Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum or Albert Bourla of Pfizer, and on we could go. And yet no accounting for this injustice has been made. They facilitated the unjust actions while thwarting bringing the perpetrators to justice. And we also know now, in the United States of America, we have ruling over us what can only be described as a dog king. A dog king. What is a dog king, you may ask? Well, I urge you to listen to my broadcast of December 31st, 2023, which was entitled, What Does It Mean When a Nation is Ruled by a Dog King? It can be accessed at our website, americastruths.org. americastruths.org, broadcast from December 31st, 2023. Well, a dog king is a shameful, humiliating token ruler who is incapable of ruling in his own right, but has others behind him or her pulling the strings. Dog king derives its name from the ancient Norse practice of setting a dog to rule over conquered enemies. The people were expected to treat the dog as a royal prince, obeying his commands and bringing him expensive gifts and showing him great respect and love. And it was meant to shame and humiliate the conquered people, even as others behind the scene actually directed policy and gathered in the wealth. What else can one call the doddering, garrulous escapee from the nursing home resident in the White House, Joe Biden, but a dog king? Or the vacuous, vapid vice president who, scarily, is one election cycle from becoming president? Oh, alas, as history has borne out time and again, a weak, conquered people are ruled by dog kings like we are. The question then becomes, who are they who manipulate behind the scenes and scoop up the wealth? Oh, no accounting for this injustice has been made. They facilitated the unjust actions while thwarting bringing the perpetrators to justice. Other evidences abound that there is indeed a shadowy they behind the scenes, pulling strings, exercising power, not immediately visible to the average man. But the one evidence that stands above all the others and, in fact, looms over every one of the evidences I just gave you is that there has been no accounting for all of the evils perpetrated upon us. No one has been held accountable. No one of the bad actors in any of these instances has been brought to justice. A thing may finally be exposed as a crime, like the whole Russian interference, commonly known as the Russia hoax, in the 2016 election on behalf of Donald Trump that Russian interference. But no one is fired, no one is charged with a crime, no one is tried in open court, and no one spends a day in prison for their crimes for this Russia hoax. If there was justice in this case, we would have seen Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and Peter Strzok on trial for their crimes. And that's just for starters. The prophets in the Bible tell us, from Isaiah chapter 5, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight, who acquit the guilty for a bribe and deprive the innocent of his right. Isn't that precisely what's going on with the deep state now? They acquit the guilty for a bribe, and they deprive the innocent of their right. So, we may ask, who are those shrewd people in our own day who are wise in their own eyes and who have done precisely this, acquit the guilty and deprive the innocent of his rights? Well, some things are becoming clearer. For example, the American Free News Network. This is a great site, and they also give you great references for other websites as well. The American Free News Network, and that can be accessed at afnn.us, afnn.us. The American Free News Network has a brief but informative article entitled, Who's Running These United States? by Ray DiLorenzo. Who's running these United States? Now, Mr. DiLorenzo posits a deep state council, which he calls the council, with former President Barack Obama at its head and composed of people like Susan Rice, once again, formerly of his administration, and she coordinates the daily activities of the dog king Joe Biden and her puppet Kamala Harris. Also composed of Inspector General Michael Horowitz, who we heard a lot recently about in the news, and Attorney General Merrick Garland, Jeffrey Ragsdale, who's Director of the Office of Professional Responsibility, and Corey Amundson of the Department of Justice, and Lisa Monaco, who's Deputy U.S. Attorney, and Marshall Miller, who is Associate Deputy Attorney General. These are all names and faces that we can now posit are they that we speak about so amorphously. And although these are the present constituents of the council, that council has been running the country for some 50 years, according to journalist Greg Stenstrom of The Intelligencer. And he mentions this specifically in an article from July 20, 2024, from The Intelligencer. And some past members, emeritus now, include men like William Barr, former Attorney General, of course, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, and Robert Mueller, all former FBI directors, and Eric Holder, who was, of course, Attorney General under Obama. Well, how does the council run America? And why? And for what purpose? Well, as can be observed from their job titles, these men and women have complete control over the gatekeeping functions of government. And they do it by granting and or denying security clearances, for example, for potential elected and appointed officials, as well as their broad prosecutorial powers. Join us and we'll protect you from prosecution. Oppose us and we will wear you down and bankrupt you with endless prosecutions, right? This is precisely what former President Donald Trump is finding out in his own experience. As DiLorenzo puts it, he says, and I quote, all roads lead back to the council, its arms or tentacles, and those they control through threats of investigation, indictment, and prosecution, or conversely, the obstruction of investigations. Oh, the why of the council is as old as human nature itself, and because there is a great deal of power and wealth to be had for the taking. That's the why. The spigots for siphoning wealth from the public trough have been plumbed for decades now, and the council has no intention of seeing them turned off. Oh, money is made, great wealth and power. Wealth from war, for example. The bond between the elements of what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex have never been stronger. For example, the war in Ukraine has brought tremendous profits to not only the weapons makers in the United States, but politicians like Joe Biden and his son Hunter. This is famously so out in the open, more or less, but also others like Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell and Nikki Haley have all profited greatly from the war in Ukraine. And of course, war wealth finds its way into the pockets of the council as well in the form of political contributions, insider stock trading, board memberships, and the thousand and one ways for the billions lavished on the war to trickle down to its favored members. Indeed, as Smedley Butler famously said of World War I, war is a racket. But there is also other ways. For example, make green by going green. Make green by going green. There are fortunes to be made in the environmental movement. Climate change is not small change, but rather huge money. For example, famously, under Obama, some $20.5 billion in loans were given to green companies owned by Obama financial backers. And one of those was the ill-fated Solyndra, a green energy corporation that manufactured solar panels. And it received $570 million from Obama and promptly went bankrupt. Poof! There goes $570 million. Where did it go? Forbes magazine did an expose chronicling just how many billions of dollars have been wasted by ineffective, inefficient, or downright insolvent companies over the years. There is Cala Solar, for example, a California company that wasted $280 million. There was Fisker Automotive, manufacturing electric cars, ostensibly, $193 million wasted. There's the company A123 Systems, which wasted $132 million before going bankrupt. Or there's the company ABB Inc., which wasted $12 million when they moved to Mexico. Oh, on and on we could go. So many of those most strident and militant advocates make the most from environmentalism and climate change. Men like John Kerry, who is now Biden's climate czar, and Al Gore have made tremendous fortunes by hawking the supposed dangers of climate change. And they do so like real-life Chicken Littles. The financial house of the council also has been plumbed to benefit directly from the money siphoned from these programs. Again and again, it has been demonstrated that green energy cannot stand on its own, but depends for its existence on government dollars. And those dollars are controlled by the they, which make up the council. Now, over the decades, this council has developed, quietly and secretly, a network of arms or tentacles of the deep state octopus, by which they control so much of government and public perception of that government as well. There is, for example, the political tentacle of the octopus. Many of these names are familiar to us. There's, of course, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Jerry Nadler, Congressman Jamie Raskin, and Hillary Clinton. Each of these do the political bidding of the council. But there's also the intelligence tentacle of the octopus. We've seen these men cycle out of the CIA and the Department of Defense posts, and they have become talking heads on mainstream media. Men like John Brennan of the CIA, James Clapper, who was the director of National Intelligence Agency, or there was Leon Panetta, former CIA and Department of Defense director, and of course, Michael Hayden of the CIA. Then there is also the business tentacle of the octopus. These men have money and power to throw around at the leave of the council, that is. Men like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, and Michael Bloomberg. But then there is also the propaganda tentacle. Men like Norm Eisen, who is special counsel, but you don't hear his name very often, but he looms large in the propaganda tentacle of the council. Men like Jay Carney, former White House press secretary, or Jen Psaki, Nina Jankowicz, who is, of course, the ill-fated disinformation governance board director. And then lastly, there is the entertainment tentacle. This is necessary, the entertainment tentacle of the octopus, because a dumbed-down public gets so much of its political information from entertainment. And so you have people like Oprah Winfrey, Harvey Weinstein, the film magnate, Rachel Maddow, and of course, we wouldn't be complete without The View. Well, the council has been gaining greater and greater control, has it not, over our national elections, too, evidenced by the outright theft of the 2020 election for their dog king, Joe Biden. And although there was abundant evidence of fraud in the ballot counts in battleground states, no serious investigation was made or no charges brought. This, once again, shows the power of discretion inherent in the council as, once again, as DeLorenzo says, all roads lead back to the council. Its arms are tentacles, and those they control through threats of investigation, indictment, and prosecution, or conversely, the obstruction of investigations. That's precisely what happened in the fraud of the election of 2020. All investigations were obstructed. Well, the council fully intends to steal this election 2024 if the public does not wake up and massively turn out to overwhelm the planned fraud. One of the greatest dangers to the power of this amorphous council is that they will be exposed for who they are to the average American. Oh, once that happens, all is over. But now the American public presently thinks that they run the United States as the people, we the people, who in turn entrust governing power to representatives who they have elected to act in their stead. Well, little do we know or suspect that a fourth branch of government has metastasized like a cancer on the body politic of our country, that is the intelligence branch, controlled by a yet more shadowy group we now know as the council. Evil has always gravitated to power and wealth in tyranny over the greater part of mankind. Satan made his best move on our Savior when he tempted him with this offer. He says in Luke chapter 4, "And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, 'To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours.'" "And Jesus answered him, 'It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Well, our Lord, thankfully, saw through Satan's ruse and flatly denied him. But the history of redemption clearly shows that most men cannot resist this temptation, and they fall for it to their eternal destruction. They are like the tyrants that Isaiah described who ruled over Judah in Isaiah's own day. Isaiah says to them, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees." That is, they make iniquitous, sinful laws. "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees and the writers who keep writing oppression to turn aside the needy from justice and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be their spoil and that they may make the fatherless their prey." Oh, yes, child trafficking, anyone? And the prophet Jeremiah goes on to say, "Thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness, and deliver from the hand of the oppressor him who has been robbed, and do no wrong or violence to the resident alien, the fatherless, and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place," unquote. Dear listener, it is time to expose the real power structure in this country. We now know who the they are, and we must expose them and do something about dismantling and destroying this fourth branch of government. and holding accountable those who perpetrate it. By understanding our problem, and we understand in a greater way now after this broadcast, don't we? By understanding our problem, we are one step closer to solving our problem. We now know who the they are. And we must keep probing and revealing more and more and scatter them like the cockroaches they are when the lights are turned on. Pray, dear listener, for a revival and renewal of the gospel in our own land, and then a consequent reformation, not only of our personal spiritual lives, but also, more broadly, our lives together in this country as we, the people, live and reform in this constitutional republic. This is Pastor David Bass at New Geneva Orthodox Presbyterian Church. And we invite you to check out past broadcasts. I mentioned one a little earlier on the Dog King. And there are many, many other broadcasts that help support and inform even this particular broadcast. And you can find those at our website, americastruths.org. That's all one word, americastruths.org. And you can also then visit us as a church. We worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at 101 4th Street on the corner of 4th and Boulevard. And you can call us for more information at area code 208-523-0196. That's area code 208-523-0196.